Dick: Oh, Mother, we have been to the baker's shop.
Fanny:
We smelled our goose, Mother. The baker says it is nearly done. There are a dozen geese in his big oven. Oh, how good they smell.
Dick:
And the sage and onions, too. Oh, 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 oh. The two children dance up and down.
Fanny:
Oh, Dick, see Peter's new collar. How fine he looks in it.
Dick:
It is Father's collar. Some day I can have one of Father's collars, too. Then I will go to walk in the park. Doesn't Peter look beautiful?
They dance around Peter.
Mrs. Cratchit:
Where can your dear father be?
And your brother, Tiny Tim?
And Martha wasn't as late as this last Christmas.
Martha comes in.
Fanny:
Here's Martha, Mother.
Oh, Martha, there's such a goose in the baker's oven.
Mrs. Cratchit: Taking off Martha's bonnet and shawl and kissing her half a dozen times.
Why, bless your heart, my dear, how late you are.
Martha:
We worked till very late in the shop last night. Then we had to get up early this morning to clear everything away.
Mrs. Cratchit: Well, never mind. So long as you have come, sit down before the fire, my dear, and get warm.
Dick:
Here's Father coming. Hide, Martha, hide. Martha hides behind the door as Bob Cratchit comes in. One end of a comforter hangs down before him, and the rest is wound tightly about his neck. His worn clothes are carefully mended and brushed. Tiny Tim, holding a crutch in his hand, is on his father's shoulder.
Bob Cratchit, looking around:
Why, where's our Martha?
Fanny and Dick:
Not coming.
Bob Cratchit, surprised and disappointed:
Not coming? On Christmas Day?
He puts Tiny Tim down.
Mrs. Cratchit: We must not make Father sad with our jokes.
No, Martha is not coming, because she is already here.
Martha, running out: Here I am, Father. Merry Christmas to you.